Welcome back to Trumpet Radio Live, 101.3 KPCG, online at kpcg.fm and trumpet.com. Dwight Falk and Grant Turgeon with you here today. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at kpcgfm. We send out some tweets occasionally about programming, keep you up to date with what's going on. And if you'd like to send us a comment, please do that, comments at kpcg.fm. Well, there's a lot of negative stories out there. This is a good one. This is a positive one about a police officer. And I think it probably highlights what the police force is like in general. Instead of all the negative publicity, this is something positive. It's from the Washington Post. Parents, the title doesn't sound that positive, but it's a positive story. Parents arrested after 7-year-old who hadn't eaten for days tried selling teddy bear for food. Okay, so that's obviously a horrible situation, but what the police did was really great. It says, when Officer Steve Dunham met the 7-year-old, the boy was offering to sell his teddy bear. The little guy must have seemed industrious, standing in front of the CVS at the busy intersection of 2nd and Main in Franklin, Ohio, trying to hawk his toy on the 7th of July. Most children don't want to part with their stuffed animals. In this boy's case, it was a lone source of comfort, but he was desperate. He hadn't eaten in days. So if you can imagine that picture. Kid out there, young 7-year-old, trying to sell his teddy bear. They say perhaps if he sold the small bear for enough money, he could walk across the street and get a kid's meal at Subway. At the very least, a Snickers bar from CVS. Those cost mere quarters. But he wasn't having any luck. No one was buying his teddy bear. They probably were confused as to what he was doing, I suppose. But here comes this police officer. He says, it broke my heart. He told me he was trying to sell his stuffed animal to get money for food because he hadn't eaten in several days. The officer, Dunham, approached the boy, who was initially shy and uncomfortable, as you can imagine. I think he thought he would get in trouble, the officer told CNN. He told me he was hungry and was trying to get money for food. So at this point, I stopped the story and I asked this question. What do you think the officer did? Did the officer shoot him? Did he taser him? Did he push him to the ground?
Well, that would seem like the next logical step based on what we've read.
Of course, he didn't. He acted as almost all police officers do. He helped this child. Dunham was not going to buy the bear, but he would buy the boy a sandwich at Subway. He took him across the street. The pair said a little prayer and ate dinner together, Dunham told the TV station. Then they took the boy to the station. They let him watch cartoons while they went to the house to figure out what was happening. They found a pretty bad situation at the house, which we won't get into the details, but it was in really bad shape. Parents were definitely neglectful. And there were a few other children there as well. So they took the children out, and the children now are staying with other relatives. Later that day, the officer, Dunham, he came back to the station to visit the 7-year-old. He said, I came back to check on him, and he was hiding. He jumped out to scare me when I came back in the building, and he got me really good. We would like to go home at the end of the day feeling like we've done something positive and, you know, had some kind of positive impact. His police chief praised his work. Officers see this nationwide every day, and they do go above and beyond to feed homeless, to feed children. They treat people like their own family, Chief Whitman told the Journal News. And I think it's important to remember that. So much negative publicity about officers, but this is what most officers do.
Yeah, that's a glimmer of hope there, and that's the kind of story that needs to be put out there on every media platform. That's what people need to be showing to all these protesters. They need to say, look, there's so many examples like this. Just be respectful when you're pulled over. I mean, I actually went on to the one of the Black Lives Matter websites this morning and was reading some of their platforms or some of their, I guess, their beliefs. And one of them was that we will not accept the fact that we're being disrespectful to the police being considered a crime. And we will we support people who resist trumped up charges. It's like you're basically encouraging the police to treat you differently than how they treat everyone else.
Yeah, it's you know, for those that are protesting and that type of thing, they're not helping this young boy. They're burning down the places around those cities. Last little bit from this story here, it says, this is Whitman, Chief Whitman. He said, I'm very proud of my officers for what they did. but officers across the nation go above and beyond every single day. We just happen to be put in the limelight. You can find stories like this everywhere with police officers every day. That's why we get into this business, to help people. And so here you have a 7-year-old boy who hasn't eaten in days trying to sell his teddy bear, and the police intervene and they feed him. They help him. They get him in a better situation. They're not out there chasing him down trying to shoot him in the back.
Right.
Let's get serious.
Yeah, it's sad that we even have to discuss this and defend the police, who defend us all the time. They were even defending those Black Lives Matter protesters in Dallas when several of them were shot. So they're doing their jobs. And, you know, when we see a police car, we shouldn't think, what have I done wrong, and start getting afraid. This boy is going to grow up and love the police based on his experience.
Yeah, I would definitely think that he would. And that's one of the things that really struck me about the story, was that his impressions are going to be great. It's the most love and care and compassion he's probably ever seen in his life.
Exactly.
From an officer. And like they pointed out, it's not like this is a rare occasion. This is most everybody.
Yeah.
All the time. And so I think these are the stories people need to think about more and talk about more when they're thinking about the police, as opposed to them just trying to protect people from a guy with 21 rounds who's pointing a weapon at people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even from my own experience, the police are some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And usually when I meet them, it's because I maybe was driving a few miles over the speed limit and they pulled me over. But, you know, they always are reluctant to hand over a ticket. It's not like, oh, finally I can catch this no-gooder and give them a ticket. They feel bad about it, and they're real people. They don't want to just bog you down and make you hate them.
Yeah. So, and you do look like a troublemaker too. So
yeah, it would. I accept that. I mean, I'm not going to say it's their fault that I look like a troublemaker.
they go above and beyond, because you clearly look like you should be. There should be more trouble coming.
That's
your
proactive
way.
Policing. You need it.
No, Grant, you don't look like a troublemaker. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I get a shave though.
But a lot of good stories about officers, and it's good to remember those, because most of them really do sacrifice and help a lot, and it's worth noting and paying attention to and not getting too caught up in the media's stories, which are mostly negative, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're definitely the heroes with the most dangerous job in the country right now.
For sure. So that'll do it for us today. Make sure you listen for the Key of David program and the Trumpet Daily Radio Show coming up here in a little bit on KPCG. Thanks for joining us today on Trumpet Radio Live. For myself, Dwight Falk, and Grant Turgeon, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. You're listening to Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG.